Mizzy.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
How are you doing?
Well, I got out of a sick bed to tell you these stories.
Are you sick? What's wrong with you?
Well, I had a breathing problem and ended up in the Royal Hospital.
Oh, for goodness.
Wonderful. But listen to me. These are true. I'm a 77-year-old woman. I'm not superstitious. But I saw dead people twice in my life. One when I was 20, one when I was in my 50s. Right? Are you listening? Stephen.
Yes, I'm listening. Of course I am.
Well, the first one was, we had a wee cottage in Slieve Croob, my husband and I, a wee two-room cottage, weekend. And I was lying in bed with him a Sunday night. He was sleeping.
As you do.
I couldn't get to sleep. The wee fire was lit, putting shadows in the walls. And I was looking at the wall, and for some reason I had to turn towards that fire. And as I turned, there was a gentleman standing in front of the fire, with his hands behind his back, looking down at me in the bed.
Were you on the wacky-backy?
No, but it had been Saturday night, I'd have said, but it was Sunday night. And I couldn't speak, I couldn't move. I tried to slide below the bed clothes. My husband jumped up and looked around, but he was gone, there was nobody there. So we fished around to find out. I described him to a T, one of the people in the local pub, and he named his name. Didn't mean anything to me.
Right.
Except that that had been the name of the lady who owned the cottage before she was married. And apparently two of her brothers had lived in the wee cottage. One had been out tossing hay one day. We found this out later.
As you do.
Tossing hay, lovely day, fell asleep, and a patient escaped from the local mental hospital and killed them with the pitchfork. And that's a true story, Steve.
And you swear,
I swear
that you saw a ghost. You're not
Bibles, you're not
winding me up.
I'm not winding you up. And now my husband told me later that two other people had saw that same apparition before I was ever in that cottage. Now the other one was a man I knew well, did work for me in the house.
Did he toss hay too?
No, he didn't. He was a wee plumber, God love him.
Right.
And I live on an end of terrace house with a sharp turn round the side of it.
Yes.
And I was driving to work one morning. It was late. I looked after an old gentleman. It was a cur. And I said, oh, my God, I'm late for work, blah, blah. Slowly turned the car around the corner, looked across the road at the houses, and I said, oh, there's Washy away in. And I suddenly realised as I was coming towards the house, Washy's dead. And that was on a June morning at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I slowed the car down across from Washy, and there was a gate was shut and the door was shut. And I saw Washy like I saw him all the years I knew. With his baggy blue cardigan, with his pockets full of nuts and bolts, and his thatch of white hair. There you go, Stephen. There is such a thing as, and not always in the middle of the night, doing bumps. They're all around us.
So what is it? So what conclusion do you draw then, if you believe in ghosts, Maisie?
I believe that there's something that we don't understand. Now, I had a wee episode in the Royal Hospital there, and I'm only out of it just over a week.
What was the episode?
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. I was being moved to a side ward, and I panicked because my mother was put into a side ward to die. But they needed my bed for something else. So I went up to visit the wee people who I'd been speaking with in the bigger ward.
Yes.
There was a deaf lady who had come in, and you know deaf people talk loud if they can't speak. And her daughter brought in, that people listening to this will know what I'm talking about, brought in her hearing dog, right? And the dog sat away up at the side of her bed beside her. And as I walked back down that ward to go down to my wee ward, the dog walked straight down, a black Labrador, sat down in front of me. I bent down and I kissed him on the nose, as I do with animals, I love them, and went on. And when I got back down to my ward, I realised the next day was my mother's 34th anniversary of her death, and we had a black Labrador. Now, that only happened there in the Royal Hospital on the 19th was her anniversary. So there you go. Are you going to tell me that's not spooky?
You're either doting.
Not a bit. I could out-dote you, Stephen, any day.
Do you know, when I saw, and I don't know why, but when I saw your call coming in,
mm-hmm.
and I saw your name,
yeah.
Maisie Duffin,
that's me.
I said to Vinnie, that woman will be a good storyteller.
Well, there you go, that's the truth.
I don't know whether that's just your name or whether somebody whispered in my ear from another level. But
well,
I thought,
I will swear to you on a stack of Bibles that that's what happened.
Maisie Duffin, you're the type of woman I want to talk to more. Maisie, Dolly. It's like my mother.
I think you and I would fight, Stephen.
My mother has all of these friends, and I know by their names whether I would like them or not. Margaret Mustard. What a brilliant name. Margaret Mustard. And now we've got Maisie Duffin. Maisie Duffin, thank you. Bye-bye, Maisie Duffin.
Bye. Look behind you tonight. Whoa. Bye.
I'd be tossing hay. Bye-bye, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Ah, is it time for me?
Good
thank
morning.
You.
Good morning. Sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning. Good morning.